"This bill was never shown to me even once," Musk spat back as he rebutted his former boss in real time with a flurry of posts on his social media site, X.
During Mohamed Soleiman's first court appearance, after Sunday's fiery attack on a group in Boulder, Colorado that injured 15, his next court appearance has been set for July 15th. CBS's Omar Villafranco was there.
It was honestly a three-minute hearing. It was very quick. New information is that the judge said that he is facing 118 charges.
On the federal and state levels, Paramount Global Chair 71-year-old Sherry Redstone has thyroid cancer. Her spokesperson says Redstone was diagnosed earlier this spring and that while it has been a challenging period, Redstone is maintaining all professional and philanthropic activities throughout her treatment, which is ongoing. She adds that Redstone and her family are grateful that her prognosis is excellent. Paramount, CBS's parent company, is trying to close a merger with Skydance Media. Bad news for a privately funded robotic moonlander from Japan. More from our Peter King.
iSpace Corporation's CEO says its resilience moonlander likely crashed as it attempted a soft landing. He says mission controllers lost contact about 2 minutes before it was due to touch down, some 6 months after it was launched from Florida. This was iSpace's second try at a soft landing on the moon. Its first attempt was 2 years ago.
The search for the father, who authorities believe may have killed his three young daughters at a campground in Washington state, is intensifying. KIRO's Luke Ducey explains why this manhunt could take some time.
If Travis Ecker escaped into the wilderness, he may be surviving on pre-planned caches of food and other supplies hidden throughout the Cascade Mountains, a skill Chelan County Sheriff Mike Morrison says Decker learned and practiced at a young age.
He's been an outdoorsman since he was a kid. Talking with a parent, it seemed like this was something that he was attracted to, like doing in his free time.
Investigators say Decker, an Army Ranger, often spent months at a time in the woods by himself for fun. Luke Ducey for CBS News, Seattle.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Keys to Progress and Diversity, sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Same-sex relations are a crime in 62 countries around the world. The nonprofit Rainbow Railroad helps to relocate LGBTQI plus people from terrible situations.
Once you're labeled LGBT, it's almost like a scarlet letter. Like you walk around and someone can attack you at any moment.
Brought to you by Progressive. Protect your auto, home, and business with Progressive and get 24/7 coverage. See if you can save at progressive.com.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
The oldest known copies of the Old Testament may be a lot older than experts have previously believed.
Scientists at the University of Groningen in Holland say they've used artificial intelligence to examine the handwriting in 135 ancient fragments from the Dead Sea Scrolls. Results? They report AI found one piece from the Book of Daniel that had been dated back to the 160s BC could actually be as old as 230 BC. That overlaps with the period it's believed to have been authored and could stir up debate on Jewish and Christian origins. The Dead Sea Scrolls were discovered in 1943 by two Bedouin shepherds in caves near the Dead Sea in Israel. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
The National Transportation Safety Board finds a fuel leak and several improperly installed parts inside the engine of an American Airlines plane that caught fire after the plane landed in Denver in March. The NTSB will complete its investigation sometime next year. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, some areas of smoke and lows in the mid-50s. Some smoke around for the morning, partly sunny for the afternoon, and a high in the upper 60s tomorrow. For the weekend, maybe a storm or two, highs stay in the 60s. Currently at 64 degrees.
WRJN. It's a little old lady from Pasadena.
Go, Granny, go, Granny, go, Granny, go.
Has a pretty little flower bed of white.
Suspicious eyes. Park to Ives Groves. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
News and Timeless Hits on WRJN. Hey, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. Glad you're here as we cruise through the night together. More great Timeless Hits just moments away on WRJN.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
The Racine Raiders are back at historic Horlick Field this Saturday, June 7th, against the Indy Bison. It's alumni night. Join the Raiders and several of the storied names from the team's past. Watch several former greats get inducted into the Racine Raiders Hall of Fame. That's alumni night against the Indy Bison at 7 p.m. at Horlick Field on Saturday, June 7th. Be there.
Ready to score epic deals and one-of-a-kind finds? Head to Infinite Dream Deals, Racine's new bin store at 2301 South Green Bay Road in the High Ridge Center. New treasures hit the bins every day. Fridays, everything's just $10. Plus, raffle drawings all day long. Win prizes so big, you might leave with a brand new TV. From brand name gadgets to furniture items, the hunt is half the fun. Get in, dig deep. Discover your deal at Infinite Dream Deals, where your next treasure is just a bin away. Stop by 2301 South Green Bay Road in Racine.
Summer. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win Contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, happiness.
loves me, yes, yes she does. All the girls out of sight, yeah. Says she loves me, yes, yes she does. Gonna show her tonight, yeah.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN. WRJN.
I wanna hold your hand. I wanna hold your hand.
local news, timeless hits on WRJN. Once again, Racine's home for Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. Listen weekday mornings at 7:25 with Don Rosen. And again at 12:05 with Dan Marcus. The rest of the story with Paul Harvey is back on WRJN.
If pain is stopping you from doing what you love, Racine Disc Center is ready to help. They offer revolutionary therapies you won't find at other providers, including a genuine disc decompression table, a Class 4 robotic laser, and more. Dr. Tostrup has amazing success with people who have lived with pain for years and tried almost everything, including chiropractic care for sciatica, severe back, neck, and knee pain, migraines, auto injuries, and more. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go when you thought there was no hope. Your loved ones deserve only the best. Parkview Gardens in Racine provides top-tier assisted living with superb care that always puts your family first. It's large enough to offer many amenities and activities, yet small enough to ensure personal attention for every resident. Families trust Parkview Gardens because their top-tier care starts with a team ready to put your family first day and night. Trust a safe, comfortable home where your loved one can thrive. Parkview Gardens. Schedule a tour today by stopping by or visiting parkviewsenior.com.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant. 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Day one, the hardest day. The day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit LLS.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change, everything still remains the same. Loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, we can sit.
that so we don't have a plot, but at least I'm sure of all the things we got. Babe, I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got flowers in the spring. My ring. And when I'm sad, you're a cloud. And if I get scared, you're a drought. Don't let them say your hair's too long, 'cause I don't care. With you I can't be wrong. Then put your
Yeah. you're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. You'd be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived, and I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. Pardon the way that I stare. There's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me weak. There are no words left to speak. But if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. You're just too good to be true. Take my eyes off you.
Jerry got a message that says,
all the squares, yeah!
Mm-hmm.